This past weekend was the 20th Cody Ice Climbing Festival. The festival features nightly speakers and ice clinics. Angela Van Wermerch, a professional ice climber, has been climbing for over 5 years, and she teaches many all-women classes. She spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska about how she got introduced to ice climbing and how the sport is becoming more attractive to women.
I was leaving California, and I was hitchhiking out of Truckee, and I got picked up by somebody who does his summers rock climbing guiding and does his winters in the mountains in Colorado. He told me about a town called Ouray, Colorado, and it's like an epicenter for ice climbing. And I had seen it in National Geographic, and it seemed like something I wanted to try. So I bought a bag full of used gear and hitchhiked over to Colorado, and I didn't have any experience rock climbing, but everybody there climbs, and I was really keen. So I made it known that I was new to town. I was looking for climbing partners, and I was really excited to get out there. And nobody would climb with me because I was a newbie. And somebody saw me doing it a couple days in a row, and they were like, "What are you doing? Like, do you want to get on a rope with us?" And I was super excited, and I said yes, of course, and I ended up climbing with this group of people for a couple days.
What is so fascinating about ice climbing? Like, why did you not give up?
It's always changing, and it's always forcing me to manipulate, like, my body to work with it. It's not something that, like, you walk up to and you decide, like, oh, I'm going to climb this. This is what I'm going to do. It's actually, like, you have to read the ice. If the ice is brittle, you have to tap. And if the ice is sticky, you can swing hard. And, you know, if it's bulbous, you have to kind of swing around that. And I love that it kept me fully engaged. And when I was climbing, I couldn't really think about anything else. I was in deep focus.
How would you describe ice climbing to someone who's never done it before?
It is abstract and yet entirely visceral. You know, like, you feel the swings and they reverberate into your arm and they kind of like get into your chest. And it's inspiring and wild, and it's delicate and fickle. I mean, it really embodies such a wide spectrum of characteristics. But I think that's why I like it so much.
And what's the most challenging thing?
I think managing fear and being rational with it is probably one of the biggest challenges for me, because there's an accepted risk when you go out climbing. You're not allowed to fall when you ice climb. And so constantly having that in your brain, like, that it's not an option, it's a good thing. It keeps you safe. But it also can be like, oh my gosh, but like, I'm tired, or this is steep. I haven't fallen, knock on wood. I hate even saying it. When I say it out loud, it makes me just cringe.
What were you doing at the Cody Ice Fest?
So I've been teaching clinics at Ice Fest for a handful of years now. And Cody Ice Fest, I was there teaching, and I was just there to get people excited about ice climbing. I had a couple classes, but I had one that was really cool. It was all female class, and I like loved it.
You've trained a lot of women. Are there a lot of women ice climbers out there?
You know, there's not a huge number of people doing it at, like, a higher level, but I see that changing. And I've seen the perspective on ice climbing change dramatically, and it's actually interests so many women. Like, at the Cody Ice Festival, we actually had more women there than men.
Yeah, so do you make a point to teach women when you're doing training classes?
You know, it's funny. I usually get signed up for them because I'm the only chick, but as it's happened, I've learned that those classes give me the most back. I come back so psyched after my female classes, because all those women are like me. Like, there's, you know, I was out there and I wanted to do it. I didn't know how to get into it. And I just, like, went to Ouray by myself, surrounded by men. And I was like, please, somebody teach me. And all the women in my class were just like that. They had been hiking on their own and doing backpacking trips. They all have this adventurous mentality, and they haven't had people to do it with. So teaching a group full of women that were all psyched, I was like, hey, girls, exchange phone numbers. These are your chicks. It was really encouraging. It was just super cool. And that happens, like, all the time when women get together.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.